Knit On Air Music presents Long Player.
And we've got some special guests in the studio. What's up, Isaiah?
Yo.
What, two-thirds of you? Right?
Yeah. No?
Two quarters?
Half
of us still.
My damn maths, and this is why I'm on radio, not a mathematician. So nice to have Alice J and Ranui Mars here. And we're talking about the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good one. And I'm very excited to talk about these four tracks with you guys. Could you tell me about how you guys became Rizero?
You want to start?
Yo, how we became Rizero. Wow, that's interesting. I met Lyskin about like 3 years ago. He moved in with my older brother. He knew my older brother very well.
Shout out my
older brother Bryce. But anyways, yeah. When he moved in, I was just on some low key buzz. Like, man, I should try suss this guy out, you know, because I'd be keen to make some music, but on some like real political moldy buzz, you know, on something different. And
Bray was keen. All I can remember is that I was always in my room making beats. I had my speakers, my KRK's blasting. And I just could see it was keen anyway. Like, this dude just kept, you know, staying on my case and just hitting me up. Yo, gee, fuck, what are you up to? Do you want to go get a feed and da da da? And then, you know, we go forward, get a feed or whatever. And then
just have mad conversations, about like, it wasn't even about music either. It was like, you know, it was upbringings and like our depression and, you know, our differences of experiences and similarities as well. And there was just a lot of things me and him could relate to, which made the relationship stronger, you know. And then when it came to music, it was just like, that was it, you know.
So Bray showed me this video of him rapping, and it's up on our Instagram at Rizero Crew. And it's the track Warriors Freestyle, which is we're not talking about it today, but it's anyway, showed me a video of him doing this freestyle, and it's just, you know, on a selfie camera, and he's just, bro, he's going hard. He's talking about FTP, da 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 da, Modi's, on the street, you know, like all the stuff that I could relate to and stuff that I grew up around and always wanted to make with what I was doing at the time. Like, I always wanted to make that shit, but I didn't really have a idea of what's doing this. As soon as I seen that, I just seen like, damn, I'm gonna like produce for this dude. I'm gonna like, bro, we need to start, like, I was like, gee, we open up like a SoundCloud page in there. We're trying to come up with names, and we made like the first track, which is probably the first track we're going to talk about, which is You Don't See, which is the intro track on the album. And that's the first track we ever made.
Yo.
And basically I just made this beat, and we're having a couple drinks. We had like Brandon Sherez around.
And so a few boys there.
A few Ranui boys.
Yeah. We're just chilling out. And I wrote that verse in like 20 minutes. And then all these guys got out of the room and everything. And then this guy was like, you know, I'll just hit record and I'll just leave. And I was like, yo, sweet. So he hit record and then he left. And then he came back like 2 minutes later after the verse was done. Like, I just spat it in one go. And when they came back and they heard it, they were just like, wow.
I was just like, gee, that's it. Like,
yeah.
And we don't, we, this dude went back to me. He was working at the Mad Butcher at the time.
I had two jobs, yo. So I was working at like PLS and Mad Butcher, yeah, back then.
I didn't see him for maybe a month or so after that. And I flicked this dude a message and was like, gee, like, that track we made was fire. Like, I'm really keen to do this shit. Like, I just let him know, like, fucking, because I knew Bro was stuck on Mahi and I didn't want him to just get back into that groove real hard and just kind of like let this shit slide, which was like the whole music thing, the whole dream, you know, didn't want to let it slide. So I hit him up, big message, big paragraph, and just like, gee, like, I really want to do this, da da da. And we linked up, made some more checks, and that's basically, that's this EP here, and that's kind of just the start of it. And then, yeah, we made all of these checks over that year, which was 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a while ago now, and it's nice that you put the first track that you made together the first track on the album.
Had to.
Yeah.
When you're listening to it, with the production side, you capture this West Coast hip hop 90s vibe. And what are some, like, who are some of your influences?
So back in those days, I was still stuck on boom bap. Like, I was listening to new, you know, current and all that stuff. But that EP, I was on boom bap. I was still all about Tupac. I was even listening to Doom, rest in peace, the man.
R.I.P.
But Madlib, all these, like, you know, Buzzy, like, all the Jay Dilla, Pete Rock. I was listening to all that stuff back then. Like, that was, like, kind of what I was about. And so that's where all the inspiration for that stuff. But then I also, like, I had to put in, like, I was trying to make beats that like, I found samples. And if I heard samples that sounded like... I don't know how to explain it, but they sounded moldy. Like, honestly, they sounded like they could relate, like...
Just this, hearty, you know, stuff, yeah. Like, you know, all the heartiest stuff.
Like, I got this Pūrere Hua sample, which is a moldy tonga puro, which is a moldy instrument. You, like, swing it. It's, like, on a rope, and you swing it, and it makes this sound, like, da-da-da. And then I put that, like, throughout the whole kind of album, the EP, and that gave it, like, the essence. Because I remember hearing that Pūrere Hua sound in a lot of movies, like Once Were Warriors, stuff like Mataku, which is, like, old Māori horror stories and that. And you'd hear that sound when, like, something scary was happening or something, like, really, like, I remember when Jake the Musk, like, gets angry, you hear, like,
in the background.
And so, like, I put that on there because that was, like, this dude had to... He does nothing like Jake the Musk, but freaking when he come on the mic, is, you know, he's sounding like on that bus, so I had to, like, amplify with that sound.
Hard.
Wow, that's so well thought out. It's definitely like you're putting a film together in a way. You're giving us these images. And do you want to go into the lyrics about what, you know, the song in particular You Don't See is about?
So You Don't See is pretty much how, pretty much just about how, no offense, but Pākehā don't see that, like, we're oppressed and we're still poor and we're still in the same position that we were in 50 years ago, you know. It's slightly better, but it could be, you know, even more better for Māori. But other than that, you know, it's like, it's just always a downhill slope for us and our people. So You Don't See was pretty much just the message to the government or whoever, you know, the colonizer, the oppressor, telling them that, like, you know, you guys are blind, you know, you don't see
the side of town, you don't know what's going on out here,
and you guys talk about us all the time, you know, you guys are obsessed with our image and everything, you know. They use, like, Māori culture to open up their big ass buildings or whatever in town, you know what I mean? But then they
only know the word kia ora.
yeah exactly. And they only, you know, and then they put us down on the media or whatever, you know, as criminals and whatnot. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's like a message to say that you do not see what goes through my head and my eyes. You know, you don't see what's, you know, you're like not in my shoes.
Yeah, for me, that, like from a third person perspective of what Maz, like, that was like the raw anger or the raw emotion from a fella who wasn't even, like, in the rap game or anything at the time, that was literally, you're hearing the recording, and he's just the dude that's, like, working to support his family, literally, and all brothers and sisters, and that still in the cycle, not even at the time, not even considering himself like a full-on musician. He's like, it's like you're just hearing someone who's in that cycle just saying it, you know what I mean? Now it's a different side because we're focused on doing the music professionally. But back then, that was like you're hearing a dude who's in it and, you know, talking, like, it's just, it was raw. And that's a literal recording was you know, like, just from a dude who's, like, in that, like, seeing that every day. So that was just the raw emotion in there, that shit.
Wow, let's have a listen. You Don't See by Rizero.
Apai te kiti ki te ia kōrua i te rā nei. It's a Maori. Hey. Check it, flipping, I'm all in this. My little wanna be smoking like Tama. It's his weapon when it be shooting at you politicians. You don't feel what I'm feeling. Turn me into a villain, affecting you with a venom. It's time for me to kill him. Now, Horny Hickey, popping up on your white man. I don't wanna see your face again, cause I'll be down if you flex on me. Don't follow laws, fuck the punk police. I'm bringing war to you, fuck your peace. You're just a man with underhand plans to colonize the land of motive people you understand. Make up some treaty, then treat me like I was greedy. Beat up my culture. And never motherfucker beat me to the ground and my head's down. Don't make a sound, cause my tire heart will ever more down. In a second, I'm taking all of my money back. Blasting my hawker, you motherfuckers know where I'm at. You don't own me, you owe me. So right before this moody, you better recognize that it's on C. Like, tell me it's you when he shot up your flag. Ain't no poor foodie for the white man. You ain't no one who hit it. Just money hungry, wanting pennies. While my people's over here selling 20 bucks a tinny. We be like, pull up in it, we be chilling on the penny.
Is that so?
Maybe.
You just remember what you are when you lead the attack.
Time to let the war zone. Revolution is coming. These white folks is gone. Get what's coming in a minute. Like, feel my pain. Hear my name. The blood is all in your hands. You should be ashamed. Hard tea, motherfucker, you see. I'm the light. I'm the man. You can't fuck with me. Give me the orb. I'm healing the poor. Bringing the war. Busting the door. Hey, white man, it's time to kill you all. Cut you up in many pieces, send you back deceased, man. Eating your brains, tell me where do I begin? A fucking minute spawn ready, I'm about to end it. To the Kikawati, killing you all, there's no limit. So pass the weed, let me free. Inhale and breathe the money, cause you just don't see. Hey, and you just don't see, motherfuckers. Yes, you know that you just don't see. We be living in poverty. I'ma take back what you owe to me. And if you don't, then I'ma make you bleed. Cause you just don't see.
Black Power and Muddle Mob are very much like the old Maori tribes. And the way they fight, the way they war with one another, simply because you belong to a different banner, is just the way the Maori tribes used to fight.
That was You Don't See by Rizera. And it's listening to you guys, you know, it's such a reminder that music is such a great vehicle for messages and social change and positive impact.
100%.
And it's great to see you guys doing this. God, I'm speechless. I just can't believe that was the first track that you guys made together. And it hit. Oh, it's so good. The next track is West AK Dubs. Do you want to tell me a bit about that one?
Yeah, shout out Mellow Dance. West AK Dubs. Oh, yeah, okay. That's something I can talk about. I think that was the last track we made on this EP, because that was made at the start of 2019, very start, and it was me. I linked up with the bro Mellow Downs and the bro Dusty Melody, and we just went over to Mellow's one time. It was just us two, just having a couple of drinks or whatever, and bumping out some beats and shit, and I made that beat, and Mello started feeling it. We went live, and then he went live on Inu Now, which is like a Facebook page that, you know, all the Maldives get on, and all the unders and stuff. Some people, you know, want to get on and drink and da-da-da, I don't know. But anyway, it's like a page you get live on, and we went on, and we recorded that track on Inu Now live. So if you go on Inu Now and you type up Mellow's name, you can watch the original recording of Mellow's verse. So originally that was like me and Mellow on that track, and then we recorded that. You can go watch that on Inu Now if you're a member. But after that, freaking, I was like, because I made that. I'm like at the start of that, I made that with Mars in mind, thinking like, fuck, it'll be mean to get Mars on this track with Mellow, because like I knew Mellow at the time pretty well in that. So yeah, I was just like, fucking yeah, like get this to the bro. And then we recorded that, I showed the bro, and I was like, gee, do you want to get on this? And I was like, gee, you gotta come tough if you want to get on this, you know, like dead ass. I was like, gee, straight up, if it's lacking, I'm gonna cut you off.
and then this guy like came back like the next day or something, and I wrote this bad that verse, And like, he fucked with it. Safe to say
it was tough enough that I didn't need to take it off. We turned him to a rise here checking, bro. This dude bodied it.
Nah, I knew what I had to do, you know what I mean? And plus, if it was Mellow Downs, you know, because that guy is the bar at the moment.
And
so I was
you have a special connection with him. Like, you're his favorite rapper, according to 64 Bars.
Yo, hard. Yeah, nah, because I knew Mellow, like, since I was probably like 16 or something. I met him at this like audition for like this poetry comp or whatever, and that's pretty much where we go back to. But since then he's just been observing and seeing my growth from a distance.
Watching the come up.
Yeah, watching the come up, and now he's been a solid part of me now, because even before as well, because he's been mad supportive and always putting us up there.
Yeah,
Mello's
always been a mad support on both of us, actually.
Hard. On a lot of us, you know, even Shiraz as well, you know. Yeah, so he's...
He's always... I remember even times where we, weren't getting much feedback or whatever you call it, clout or whatever, Mello would, I remember he went on Flavor and just went... and they were asking, oh, who are you looking out for? Like, who's coming up in the game? And it'd be like, Shiraz, Nelly J, Ranui Mars, there's my boys, those are going hard, those are the new, they're the new West, they're the new Auckland, they're the new New Zealand. You know, just putting us on hard. As we remember just seeing that,
we were nothing, you know what I mean? We were just like, some young fellas trying to make some music. But it's mean that he goes out of his way to do that, you know?
Yeah, totally.
For us.
It's,
shout out Mellow.
It's always great to have someone of his level to be championing younger talent and newer talent, and I'm sure that was very inspiring for you guys.
For sure.
Yeah, heaps of dudes have like had a hand in supporting us big time. There's like Tom Scott, Diggy and stuff. Like they've always been mad supportive of us, and we appreciate it for like those fellas' direction and all that. So yeah.
Wild.
Cool. So this is West AK Dubs with Mellow Downs by Rizera.
Sure. We are now arriving
at Mellow Downs. Hey, yeah. You can read the Bible, I'ma read a double XL. I'ma drop a dime, homies making drug sales. Fucking with your mind in the light, I dwell. Grand, I might take your life, you know what I'm about. It's the 828, 685, used to do earns with the gang in the spider. The homie had a rifle, pointed at the teller. Peeking like the Eiffel with the vibe up in the cellar. Hit me on the telly if you after a sale. Free all of my indigenous brothers from the cell. What the fuck, what the hell, better know I get down. From the double U, so I never take an L. You know I'm coming through, so don't forget about your roots. Nappy ass hair, white tee, and still cap boots. I shoot, ducking and draw, rugging and raw. Hugging, loving, I'm a brother. With the law, I just put them in the air, keep it lit like a seance. Looking for a fake MC that I can spray on. Bad chick, I lay on light side like a neon. You don't even know the motherfucking frequency I be on. One for the R, three for the newie, five out of five hood, hopper like a movie. Sydney backpacking, rogue rubbish plastic, flowing on the same sidewalks. Brothers got stabbed in Ross, Zebra Afton. Westside anthem bomb, sky high like atoms, electrons make them collide. Cops turn the sirens on, and let's see who's in it to die. Ron, we to the Avondale 828. Coppers can't catch us, motherfucker. See you later. Bring the tape, murder case, prison escapes, annihilate all your troops. Nature's busting out the gate. Red like we never stop. See West, we on top. Knives on the stove, homie, sparking up the spot. Fucking around with us, you gon' get rolled. Shotty pointed to your head, every owner get blown. Text to get knowing, rags we keep going. 20 inch mags like land, it's all stolen. Straight out of Oakland, spite of the white of matter. Raw new we Mars, it's the motherfucking rapture.
Yo.
So that was West AK Dubs by Rizera. The next track is Invade. Do you want to go into that?
Yo, yeah, shout out Brandon Shiraz, because we did Invade at his house. Yeah, he did all the recording and everything for me. But Invade. Yeah, that was a pretty buzzy track to write. Like, for ages I sat on the beat because I was just like, man, how do I write to this beat? I used to have a lot of trouble back then with tempo and flow and how to, you know, how to rap to certain beats. There were like beats that this guy made that I'll just be like, what the hell am I going to talk about? You know, like, how do I flow to this? But yeah, just one morning, like, I just woke up and I listened to the Invade beat and I just ended up writing this verse. And yeah, then it came out just like, you know, just like that. And yeah, that was pretty cool. Invade, dude, that track is pretty much just about how, you know, like Parker came here way back in the day, invaded and, you know, did all that colonized bullshit. But
it's a fuck you to the queen.
yeah, it's pretty much just about the crown, you know, pretty much about the crown and how they came here, did what they did to us. And, you know, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think the buzzy one with that one, I'm going to backtrack a little bit to how it actually came about. Like, so I made this loop and then I sent it to Brandon and Mars, and Brandon a couple of days later or something just came back with this chorus, like this hook recorded on it, and it, like, he never talked about anything like that before, but yeah, he just like, it was like, invade, da da da, all that, and I was just like, oh damn, like, this got some energy, it's got some power. So like, hearing Brandon like get on our vibe, because he was like, you know, like, he was feeling how we were, like, what we were talking about in that, so he jumped on that and did that. And you know, when me and this dude heard it, we knew we had to like do something with it.
And then I did my verse, and then like maybe like a few months after that, we got my nephew, shout out to my Nathan, we got him to do the second verse, like just part of it, just half of that second verse.
At the time he was coming around heaps to we're recording at my house.
Hard.
So he was always there when we're recording. He would always, like, you know, have a tutsi around, so we just, yeah, we let him do his thing on there. And yeah.
It was pretty bad because, like, his flow was pretty much kind of like, I don't know if you heard that song, sure, Trap by Tupac. You know, they got me trapped in this prison of seclusion. And that's how he comes in. You know, like, he raps on that flow, which was pretty bad and unique because it's like, you know, something different, something to change up the song a little bit. And then I come back in and body the rest. And yeah, the rest is history.
Sick. We gotta get the queen to listen to this track.
Yeah, that show is...
She'll probably get a heart attack.
Yeah, well, she is.
That's dedicated to the crown because, you know, they got... They try to put their... They try to say, we come under the crown or whatever. It's like, bro, we ain't come under no crown. If anything, we come under the crown of the King Tonga. Not that crown. In England, bro. They ain't been here, so...
Well, this is Invade by Rizera, and this is from their debut release, The Old Testament.
Elizabeth, I'm looking so divine. Your royal family is nothing but a motherfucking lie. Throwing shots at the real felonies, colonizing my property. Prophecy, living in poverty. A democracy has me playing my life like it's a game. Systems monopoly. We're just gonna take this month. Picking pieces, unravel. Missing pieces, the puzzle. Wicked Jesus, I undo. Edit and then I redo. Murder this instrumental. I'm taking all of you with me. You shouldn't have ever tipped me. I'm on the edge, you hit me. Harder than epilepsy. Land's gone, I'm empty. Religion, ambition, money, they fake. Many years later, Shiraz, he came to break the chains. Evade.
Pick 7-7-5. Tick tock, you get it overdone. King Shaka, way little king of front. Big Shaka, blow it till the kingdom come. Invade. Enslave.
Change and rage remain the same, ain't changed a thing. My mind mind is fucking trapped in a system and I'm losing, trying to tell me that I'm free, but I find that shit amusing, even the crooked cop. One day must get popped, pull up on them at the lights, and I do them just like Pac. 9mm, kicking and thinking about what this shit do to me. This ain't nothing new to me. All I see is poverty. All I know is robbery. They locked me in the cage, took away my money, so prepared for my rage, motherfucker.
I battle your fears, I shed all your tears. I'm talking to you daily. Near me, it's the shadow you fear. My color, my skin are brown. Every time I try to get back up, I get knocked down. Corrupt, foul, I'm not found. Missing the pieces, no similarity. Can't remember my ancestors or the history. Crying, sitting in misery. This is deeper than chemistry. Science lying, atomically bombs going on top of me. Get the fuck out my property. I can tell you this prophecy will have it wrong like my animosity. This gotta be the hardest piece I broke. You lie, you cry, you die. I'm slave, I'm made. You why, you bitch, invade my land, invade Modi, invade your names, invade, 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 invade.
Big rocket, throwing where fire at. Tick tocking, winning all that time at. Greeners, none that beat them, all that, we good, none that, we not for bad.
That was Invade by Rizera, and we've got one final track to talk about, Kōrero, and it's the final track on the release.
Yo.
Yeah, te kōrero mō tēnā.
So, Kōrero, the reason why it's the last track is because it's almost like a sum up of everything. Like, though all these things that I'm speaking about happen to us, I'm still going to be a better man, you know what I mean? So I'm still going to be a better myself, you know, a better me. And that's pretty much why we had it at the end, because it's pretty much like a wrap up, like a conclusion. Like, you know, like, even though like all these things happen to me, I'm still going to improve and be better for not only myself but my family, you know. And I even predicted back then that I was going to be a dad, and you know, now I'm a father. So it's like, yeah, it's pretty buzzy how it all just, you know, it was just things that I used to think about back then, but now it's all like a reality to me now, you know. It's my life now, speaking about it. But
that's, you know, probably like the, you know, like the softest track on it, I guess. So yeah, that was like, it was appropriate for the outro, because all of it, when me and Brandon went through and arranged the whole EP and decided the checklist and all that, everything was like, everything on the EP was like, you know, real hard, fuck you, da 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 da. And then when it come to that song, yeah, it's like yo, we're on some angry buzz, you know, we got all that. But yeah, at the same time, that was like the, you know, at the end of the day, as kind of, it changes the tone, hundreds anyway, because you would hear all the other tracks and think like, oh, these dudes are aggressive people, da 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 da, and all that. But that track really like sums up like who we really are, which is like, we are trying to do better for ourselves rather than staying. Like, we'll talk about all the negative things that happen as if we were in it, because we have been and all that. But that track is, you know, it's an uplifting check anyway.
Yeah, it's a hopeful note, and it's definitely shows like a softer side, and it shows how multifaceted that you guys can be.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to Kōrero by Rizera from the Old Testament.
About to drop some knowledge on you, motherfucker, my G.
Yeah. I will be a better man than what you'll ever be. I feel my enemies creeping to my room, shooting bullets into my bed sheets. Witness me dead, hey, I'm gone. Death is calling my name, tell me what is wrong. Poor lifestyle, living conditions, no food in the kitchen.
vision. There's something missing. Missionaries is banging on my door, begging me to believe in their religion. But I don't have a belief. I get paranoid when I see the police. Fuck the law, I'm a man of my own. See you out of your uniform, one-on-ones. Let's get it on. Switch your position, make your decision. Your dreams are the vision. Now they got me planning war on these politicians. Who's in the roof, calling no troops? Do or die, it's either the me or you. Modis, look me in the eye. Get up upon your feet, young Modi. Don't let them see you all weak. The system don't preach peace, but the peace is within you. So you gotta find it before it kills you. And be a better man, I just wanna be in gangs. Then I'm gonna be a dad. Then I'm gonna be a better man. I said, I'm gonna be a better man. Fucking hard, allowed to listen to this. This is my paw, bitch. Tongue to finger, we're getting blamed like we are armed men. You the one that gave us guns, brought the alcohol in fun times. Nowadays we act like we are done. You indoctrinated a couple of generations. I'm sick of waiting, now my Modi's is losing patience. My real enemies is gon' get eliminated. They wanted you to drink that alcohol so you can never make it. Believe half of what you read, some of what you see. But you gotta definitely believe in the Modi like me. So get up on your feet, don't let see you weak, young Modi. You criminalize you, then the system will destroy you. Be a better man, and I just wanna be in gangs. Then I'm gonna be a dad. Then I'm gonna be a better man. I said, I'm gonna be a better man.
I'll be a better man than what you'll ever be. I feel my enemies creeping through my room, shooting bullets into my bed sheets.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.